Good evening. You are live with Real Talk Podcast with Original Nay and
Jeff T.
And today we are here to talk about the topic, why should you love yourself? So I'm going to start with the fun facts. No, actually, Jeff T, do you have a small prayer for us before we get started?
Yes.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now just saying thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask you that you cover us while we are discussing this topic. Father God, we ask you to let it go through the airways, Father God, so everybody may get it. Father God, Lord, is there somebody who is going through this, what we're talking about, let them hear something they need to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I'm going to go with a couple fun facts, and then we'll get into the questions and then talk about anything else before we're done for the evening. The longest concert lasted 453 hours, Justine.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I didn't even go into detail to see how many days or weeks or whatever that was, but that's a lot of time.
Well, that would be something interesting to share on the radio on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one right here caught me off guard because I even said, I know you just tried it, but it says, it is impossible to hum while holding your nose. I tried it. Look, sis, I was like this. And it's right. I can't hum because you can't breathe.
Right, I was going to say, you ain't going to be able to breathe if you do that.
Then all mammals get goosebumps.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And let's see, Africa is the only continent on all four hemispheres.
Okay. I think I kind of knew that one.
Now, this one I didn't know, and I would like to go to Minnesota and see this. It says, there is a statue of Jason Voorhees from the movie Friday the 13th, chained to the bottom of a Minnesota lake.
Oh. Well, how are you going to see it? You going to go to the bottom of the lake?
No, I think they got telescopes or something to look into the
water.
Oh,
I was getting ready to say, can you swim?
I can swim. Yes, I can swim. But okay, I wasn't going to go to the bottom of the lake. I don't know how deep that lake is.
I'm going to stand there and root for you because I can't swim.
So okay. Did you want to answer the questions first?
Yes.
Okay. So
the first question is, how is forgiveness considered self-love? So forgiveness is self-love to me because God says that forgive others as he has forgiven us. So that means that if you forgive others, then you have peace, you have prosperity, and you are you're just committed to loving others the way that you're supposed to be, that you want to be loved.
Okay, my answer was a little similar. I said, because we aren't supposed to hold grudges, so we can forgive, but we may not forget, and you don't need to have all the tension. So number two.
How is boundaries considered self-love? So to me, boundaries is not really self-love. Because boundaries can mean a couple different things. And I feel like, so if you tell a kid, for instance, if you tell a kid that something is hot and they not to touch it and they touch it anyway, that's not self-love because they didn't burn themselves.
Right.
So I feel like this is like a kind of a tricky question about the self-love.
Okay. My answer was, I can only speak for myself, but to cut people and things out of my life, I can relax and not have to worry about my personal space being violated.
But is that really considered self-love because you're cutting people out?
Yeah, because I'm loving myself enough to cut the people that's making my self-love not work.
Okay, got you. All right.
Like, situation, I can put myself in it. I left my situation so I can have peace and quiet and be able to sleep at night.
Okay.
So that was loving myself enough to not put up with the disasters and not allow me to sleep.
Okay. Well, we ain't going to get into it. It's okay.
All right. The next one, number three.
How is relationship self-love? So relationships is self-love. It's not really self-love, because when you're in a relationship, it's love, period. If you're in that relationship to love somebody and you're in love with them, it's love, period. So, but self-love in a relationship means that you're putting yourself first when you're going through situations in a situation. I mean, in a relationship. So that's what self-love is for me, caring for myself first.
Okay. My answer again, once again, a relationship can't happen if you don't love yourself first.
Right, and exactly.
Be upfront what you want. You won't be able to love yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four.
There's a number four?
Well, I'll ask you the question then. How is self-care self-love?
Because you're caring for yourself. Like, you're taking the time
point
out.
Point blank.
Because mental health is real. So I feel like that if you're caring for yourself and you're taking care of every aspect of things that's going on with you, that's self-care. It's like you're not letting yourself go to the point where as though you're just letting go.
Right, right.
And you're
right.
Not caring. So self-care means taking care of yourself and more loving.
Yes, yes.
Loving yourself first and then loving others. So that's
Of course. Okay, for me, I said take care of yourself. Take care of your hygiene shows you show self-love. When you take care of your health, your hygiene, and things dealing with you is definitely self-love.
So I had a customer get in the vehicle today, two customers, and it was crazy that you say that because...
hygiene must have been... Woo!
Two females got in there. And so they were going, I think she said they were going to a graduation or something. But the one female asked the other female, she said, did you get in the tub? And the other female said, yes, I did. She said, you could not have, because the first thing that hits that tub is your feet. She said, your feet are so black, that tells me you did not wash. Not only did you not wash your feet, you didn't wash anything else. So I'm sitting at the front seat like...
Oh. And how old was the person that she was talking to?
I think the lady said she was in, one was in her 40s and one was in like her early 30s or something.
What? And they not cleaning themselves? But like, they can't clean themselves? Did they look like they was disabled?
No, not at all.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so when she asked her, she said, when she asked her what hits the water first, she said, my hands. She said, unbelievable.
Well, it depends on how you get in the tub.
She said, but she said, there's no way your hands can hit first unless you're falling into the tub. She said, I feel like you did not get in the tub. You didn't wash anything. So then you're going to go to the graduation and you're going to be funky. She said, I don't smell an odor from you, but I do see that your feet are black. She said, you putting lotion on for what? And it was like, oh, my God.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we say, okay, next question is, how is self-worth self-love?
Well, first of all, like I said, mental health is serious. But when you work on yourself, that's even more powerful than anything else.
Yeah, then that's, I say, you said more power than what?
Anything else.
Okay. I said, this is a hard one. You have to have some self-esteem. Even if it is low, you can show yourself self-love. Because a lot of people are, you know, like if, like me, I'm being heavy set. But my self-esteem is not low because I'm heavy set. Let's see. How is joy and gratitude self-love?
How is what?
Joy and gratitude.
When you got joy and gratitude, that means everything. So joy is the first part of self-care to me. Gratitude is the second part, because when you find joy, you find gratitude.
Amen.
It means you're thankful for everything that happens, whether it's good or not so good, because I never look at things as being bad. So whether it's good or not so good, you look at it as being, having joy and being grateful.
Right. And I said, if you are happy and joyful, you can definitely give yourself gratitude and self-love. Now, this one, give me an example of your resilience by giving yourself self-love. What is resilient about you that you show that you have self-love? Like people can see it coming off of you.
Probably my personality.
Okay. Intimidator. Remember I told you intimidator.
So I listen to her. I have this, every time I hear that, I go back to the thing that happened the other day, and it's crazy. But I have this personality that I have. It's like, sometimes it gets me. Sometimes it catches me off guard, and I have to say, oh,
right.
For real? I think it's my personality.
Okay. Like, I said, for one, don't think you are better than anyone, and right, your resilience exactly. will show. And you can self-love when your ways are on the up and up.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. That's yeah. true. When you authentic, like today, I went in and I had a talk with our big boss. Well, you know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
So I had a talk with him about when we have no jobs. Like they said, don't bring the slips in. And so if we get to a person's house, if we call them and we say, do you still need a ride? And they say, yes. We get to their house, and then all of a sudden you call and say, I'm here. And they say they even gone or they don't need the ride. So we didn't waste the slip, first of all, because I don't fill out the slip until I talk to the customer.
Right.
So I feel like that these slip things are a battle. And the reason why I say that is because the person that gives us a slip always has something to say.
Always.
and I am getting to the point where I am being a person where I feel like I'm being tested. And for me to be tested, I have to be at my breaking point. And so the conversation that I had today with him was, what do I do? Because I'm not going back and forth with no grown person. Right. I'm a grown person, they're a grown person. I'm not going to keep going back and forth with them. That's her job, and I have my job. I'm out here driving, but y'all not going to leave me with as though I become in negative because y'all don't want to give me slips. And so I said to the person, I will turn in my keys first, because this is what I'm going to say. And I told him, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm a wise person and I'm a hustler. So whether I'm here or not, I'm going to make my money.
Right.
Or make me or break me. And then his response was, well, come to me if you have any problems with the slip. But don't tell me to come to you. And this is what I said to him. Don't tell me to come to you if you're not going to do anything. And I left it at that and said, have a good day. And so I feel like with my personality, it can switch up at any time. And resisting stuff, like being resilient, is a big part. Like, I would take so much stuff off of a person until I can't no more. Like, I will blow. Like, when I can't take it no more, I will just blow and just speak my mind. But I feel like once I speak my mind, it's hurting out of a person's feelings. So I am healing from hurting their feelings.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, it's a win-lose thing with me.
Yeah. It's a like, numbers game. It's really a numbers game.
Yeah. Like I, what do I get out of it if I'm hurting somebody else's feelings? I feel like I'm losing.
Yeah.
Like, what
you don't win a situation by both of y'all not being happy at the end of the situation.
Exactly. And I never want to be the person, because I want to be treated like, I want to treat people like I want to be treated.
Amen, yeah.
And so I never want to get to that point where as though I'm really hurting somebody's feelings. I have a real big problem with that. Like, I just will shut down and not say nothing to the person, because I feel like, why I say something to them and I know I'm going to hurt their feelings, and they may take it as if I am intimidating them because of how I come across sometimes.
See, and you know, I think it's the people that, excuse me for interrupting you, but I think it's the people that don't know you that are intimidated.
Right, and that could be too, but at the same point is, like, if you don't know me, like, for instance, it takes a lot. Like, I went off on that person in the office that time because she was using her hands. But it took me 3 times for me to tell her to stop in order for me to go off. Like, so I took it.
Right.
Until we're only human,
We're only human.
Right, so... And then, you know, a person feel like that if they say something back to you, it's going to be more. No, but I would rather for you, if I say something to you and you feel like it's disrespectful, I feel like you should say something back to me. Like, hey, I don't like the way you said that. Okay, then I got to regroup myself.
Yeah. But you know what? People are scared to say that, not just to you, but to anybody, because they are afraid that their reaction might not be what you just said. I got to regroup myself. Mm-hmm. They might snap even more. Like, you ain't gonna tell me how to talk to somebody, blah, 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 blah.
And that used to be me.
Right.
I used to just go off, but now I'm starting to check myself because I'm like, yeah, no. Okay.
Be getting too old to snap every time. You know? Yeah,
be careful with what you say and how you say it to people, because sometimes it can come out the wrong way. And like I said, I never want to hurt nobody's feelings because I don't want my feelings hurt. I'm a human too. And yes, my feelings do get hurt. So mm-hmm. I'm a human too.
What is it? So, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
How you say it. And so, you know, I'm working on that with me. So I refuse to say anything to Miss Tina, and it's like, she'll be pushing me. I apologize for saying that. I refuse to say anything to anybody because they be pushing me. And I feel like I'm being pushed, right? And so, you know, when I pulled up the big boss today, it was really authentic. So I said, do you want to go grab her first? So it's not like I'm talking behind her back. And he said, no, just go ahead and talk. Oh, okay. And so, with me, I was trying to talk loud enough where she could hear me. But then he was
Were you inside the lobby?
I was at the third window.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, and it was like, but I was like, well, let's go up to, you know, the first window. So, it's not like I'm saying anything behind anybody back. Because I never want somebody to say, because this little situation at the gas station, they just blew that out of proportion.
Right, right.
Look, I'm so sick of it right now. I'm sick of it.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling them, don't say nothing else about it to me. I'm sick of it. And then they said, everybody this dang on video, I'm sick of
it. Why did they send it all out like that? I don't understand that. That shit, like, I can understand why they sent it to me, because her text to me was like, your friend just punched me in the throat. I said, what friend? Because I didn't think it was you that she was talking
about. Yes. So we sitting at the gas station. Me and the new lady is sitting at the gas station in the car. And we're talking about how to fill out the slips.
Right.
And so before the new lady got back in the car at the gas station, it was this guy standing over by the door. And he was harassing the mess out of her. And so I said to him, I said, why don't you try to go get a job like she just got a job? That way you're not out here having somebody hurt your feelings. So I said that to him. And then I went back to talking to her because she had now gotten in the car. Right. I went back to talking to her. And as I'm talking to her, see, this is coming in with resilient. As I'm talking to her, all I can't unforesee the guy walking towards the car. Get ready, come say something to me. So I'm peeking over just a little bit, but still, you know, put my attention on her. And the next thing I know, something go, boom.
Well, she said boo. Around. I didn't hear her.
She said boo.
Oh my.
She jumped and said boo. And me and the young lady screamed. And I turned around and found me screaming.
You just turned around and decked her like whole fist. I just see, woo. I said, oh my God. And she said, you hit her hard. She said, she hit me hard. I said, you won't walk up on nobody else no more, will you? She said, I definitely learned my lesson.
Yeah, I was getting ready to drag her in the car and beat her body. Because I don't like that. We on Howard Street.
Y'all in the hood.
And we in the hood.
With all and the homeless people at the gas station.
And I already was beefing with this man standing over there. So I'm like.
Well, you thinking he tried to set you up? Somebody coming around the other side of the
car?
All
I can see is him coming over there or sending somebody over there. All I seen was a short haircut.
Uh-huh.
I see nothing else. And it's like I blacked out.
Girl. When I had to watch that video like 3 times, girl, I was dying laughing. I even showed my son. I said, Josh, look at this video.
God,
Trina,
why would you do that?
I said, Trina done punched this girl in the throat.
And you hear me on there asking her, why would you do that?
You said, Miss Marshall. Oh, Miss Marshall.
And so the Asia came over there and said, see, Asia, I'm mad at your mother. So the Asia said, well, what did my mother do? She said, she punched me in my throat. And she said, well, what did you do? She said, oh, I kind of walked up on her and scared her. She said, oh, okay. She said, sounds about right. She said, I don't ever scare again. She said, I did that one time. And she said, it was a real bad result. She said, I see you got the real bad result. And so now everybody, when I go over there, if she see me coming, she'll get up and run. And I'm like, I'm so sick of you. I said, I'm sick of this.
That's why Fat John walked away from me the other day. He said, oh, I don't want no problems. Talking about you.
Because
he started talking about when he tried to take my pocketbook that day and you stopped him. So he was like, I was going to say something to you, but I don't want no problems. Your girlfriend, she's trouble. She's trouble.
Yeah, because the Asia transmission broke down yesterday.
Oh, shoot.
But after she had been telling them that, you know, this car was about to break down. And then she went, she got over there because somebody came and helped her to get the car over there. And then when I got over there, I go to walk in the door. And they was like, we fixing it. I said, I didn't say nothing.
That's what I'm going to do tomorrow morning when I take my truck in to get looked at. And Jose say he can't do nothing. I'm like, all right, I'm going to call Trina.
And look, when he seen me today, he was moving real fast. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, God. I said, they are entertaining me at their job, but I'm sick of them. I just want them to stop. Because I was talking to Big John yesterday, and he was like, so, you okay today? I said, are you okay today? He said, oh, Lord, you just broke your face down. I said, what are you talking about? He said, that's it. He said, have a good day. And he walked away. I'm like, what just happened here?
Ashley says she don't know what to say. She said, I don't know if I should start calling her Darlene or not.
Girl, when I walked in the door, Ashley said, I'm going to pull this video up because she hadn't pulled it up at first. She said, she pulled that video up. Once she seen it, she said, Trina, I know we ain't supposed to do this, but come around here. Girl, I said, I don't want to see it. I lived it. I don't want to see it. Girl, looking at it on video was so funny.
It is funny, girl. She said that to my text message, but when she first said, your friend hit me in the throat, there was no video. And then I'll say, what friend? She said, Darlene. I said, with all capital letters, girl, all capital letters. I said, well, what you do? She said, watch. And then she sent me the video. After she sent me the video, underneath of it say, assault.
So when she took off yesterday, when she took off for her grandson graduation yesterday, I said, Ashley, where's Marshall? She said, oh, she took off. I said, for what? She said, oh, her grandson had a graduation today. I said, oh, all right. Cause I was getting ready to call her and tell her I'm sick of her.
But look, she didn't take off the whole day. She said after the graduation, she came back.
Oh, see, I was already gone.
Yeah, me too.
I was already gone. So I didn't get to see it. But it was like, girl, it just was, I couldn't unforesee it.
So let me ask you this. In that situation, was there any self-love?
It was not.
Yes, it was, because you was protecting you and your trainee.
It was self-love. You're right. It was self-love, because, and that's what I told the trainee. I said, I just could not foresee the guy. I said, but I'm glad I did not grab her, because that was my intention first, to grab.
Well, I already know when that guy touched your shoulder and you blacked out and turned around and choked on his ass.
Right. And so I'm just, I don't know. I think people are just people in there. And it's like, when I told my therapist about it yesterday, she was like, she said, what happened? And so she said, well, how did you feel afterwards? I said, I was so mad at myself because out of all people.
It was somebody I actually like. I hit somebody I actually like.
Right. Like, I could see if it was somebody I didn't really care for, they came and did that, then I would have been probably just a little bit okay with it. But no, I'm like, when I hit her in her throat, she said, oh, girl, I said, no, why? So yes, that is self love too, because I was not only protecting me, I was protecting somebody else. So
that you is was a helping them with their self love too.
Because she was really scared, because we were on Hopper Street, and like I said, she's scared. So all I can see is somebody trying to jump in a car on this, and I'm like, and she getting out running, and I'm still gonna go fight for my life.
Because I don't think she was gonna help you.
She wasn't.
No. And let me tell you, you can pick the ones said, out that's gonna ride with you or not.
Right?
But she's
girl,
not she one that's me. Gonna ride.
She
might have ran and told somebody, but she wasn't gonna help.
Girl, she said to me, she said, you had this. She said, you had it. She said, 100%, you had it. She said, you ain't even my house. What? So I'm like, okay, all right. So
I know
like,
not
okay.
to do nothing wrong with her, because she's not going to do nothing. She's going to run.
And look, and that's what I say, because I was like, oh my God, we get ready. So the next day we went out at like 5 a.m. And I was like, you know, we be getting the customers that really go off. And she was like, well, I'm going to let you handle that. Are you really? Like,
you took her out at 5 a.m?
I did. Took her out at 5 a.m. We stayed out until like 11 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
But I took her in my van because I wasn't about to mess up my money.
Right.
Look, I'm already mad because I only got 2 cents coming tomorrow.
2 cents?
2 cents, girl.
What the hell? Excuse me, but... All right, let me see. You're
going to have to edit that.
Okay.
You're going to have to edit this.
What I got to edit? What I got to take out?
I don't know, but... You want that whole conversation to go through?
I don't care. We probably get a lot more viewers off of this one.
Because we're being more open, and I'm telling, like, we're telling about like how our feelings are, and
right. We have a little more space on what we can say and do on the podcast compared to how we are on the radio.
I believe on the radio, like if we were to tell this situation, like what happened or whatever, we could say that. Like, we could really say, like, what happened without really offending anybody, because this is real life.
Yeah.
Like, it's people that go through this all the time, but some people just don't say nothing. They stay to themselves, and they just let it eat at them. My thing was, it was laughter to me, because I was like, as long as nobody was seriously hurt. But my feelings was kind of hurt because I hit somebody that I really like. And I was like, and it broke my heart. And I was like, and now that she does certain stuff, I'm like, I'm sick of you.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like, you know, but she like, darling, just don't come over here. I'm like, well, you know what? I'll talk to you from here.
All right, so I'm going to say this. I'm going to apologize on open air to you, Justine, for doing the podcast last week, even though I told you I was going to do it because we couldn't get the times together. But guess what I'm going to do right now?
What?
I'm going to ask you some of them questions from last week so we can have a little recap.
Let's go.
You ready?
Let's go.
All right. First question. Songs you grew up to was what? Your mom listened to different from your dad?
Yes.
Okay, how?
So my dad listened to like oldie but goodies. My mom was more like into the my mom liked the Temptations and people like that. My dad was into more stuff like what is that? Bell Notes or somebody and
Blue Magic?
Blue Magic.
Isley Brothers.
Isley Brothers. That's the kind of music that my dad loved. My mom was like a real Temptation fan.
Okay, so your dad was Motown?
My mom was more Motown.
Okay.
My dad was too, but he liked the other groups. But my mom was like Temptation, Motown.
Okay. And then, what did you lean towards? Your mom or your dad's music?
Both.
Okay.
Really, because I like songs from a lot of people that both of them listen to.
Yeah.
So it was more like both.
Now mine. My mom listened to like soft rock, like Linda Ronstadt and Kiss, where they painted their faces look like the clowns and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And
my mother didn't like Kiss.
She liked Jimi Hendrix, and she liked
that's another one my dad liked.
Temptations too. She listened to Temptations real good. I'm trying to think. Now my dad. Straight country.
Okay.
Country music. Kenny Rogers, Patsy Cline, all everything country. Like, and in the car, you had to learn the songs because he played them over and over again.
That's all he played. That's how my dad was. This one song, what was it? The Once, Twice, Three times
a Lady.
Yeah, we knew that so much. I was singing that in my dreams.
I bet you.
And so he played it over and over and over again. So, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to number two. Does music take you out of character? If so, what genre? That's how I say it. How do you say that word?
I think you're saying it right.
Okay. Yeah. My son keep telling me I say it wrong. And why? If not, what is a soothing genre to listen to for you?
So, it doesn't take me out of my character, but I love the line dance music.
Mm.
I love gospel music. So, gospel music suits me.
Okay.
I can listen to that all day long.
Is that like your coffee in the morning?
It is.
Okay.
It is. Okay. I don't drink coffee. So, when I get in the car, I listen to 106.1. Praise 106.1. Same radio station we on. Erica Campbell and Griff is on in the morning, and they do so much stuff. Like, she does a love talk, and her love talk is always on point. This morning was, why is it that we will show love to people who don't really like us, but won't show love to the people that matter? And she went strictly on the Bible and told a Bible verse and how it pertained to what she was talking about. And at the end, she brought it all together, and I understood it. So her message to me was that love everybody.
There you go.
But don't forget about the ones that help you the most.
Right.
The ones that help you the most is the ones that you treat the less. And that should not be.
Right.
So don't forget about them, because they need love too.
Right.
And I was like, wow.
That brings up a situation. Well, not really a situation, but like a... what do I want to say? Like, something that could happen. Like, for instance, like, I always say I can give good advice, right, but I don't take my own advice.
Uh-huh. That's always.
Or I can do for others when I don't have it, but I'll still give my last. But then when I need, that same person or persons is not there.
But you know what? Take that as a lesson and a blessing.
Oh, I do. Because, I do.
Yeah.
It upsets me, but I look at it like, hey, that was something.
But that's always going to be the point. It's always going to get to us, because we feel like we're there for everybody else, but who's there for us?
Right.
And so it could be vice versa. The person can feel like that too. Yeah, but even though it's not that way with them, they won't get it. They won't get it.
Exactly, so. Exactly. All right, so I'm going to go to the next question. This is the third and final question. And I'll tell you my answer before I hear yours.
Okay.
So if you had to choose one R&B and one hip-hop legend that has passed away to come back and collab with and make an album with, who would it be? So I'm just going to tell you who my answer was, and then I'm going to let you tell me yours and why. My answer was Aaliyah and Tupac.
Okay.
So what is yours? Right.
My answer would be Tupac and Prince.
Okay. And why? Yeah. Why would you choose them two to do an album with?
So Tupac, I love the way that he respected his mother and the lyrics that he sung to his mother. And so mine would be because that respect for women just was amazing to me. He respected women no matter what.
Even in his song, no what song was that, Dear Mama, where he said,
yes,
I'm putting money in your mailbox, even though she was a crack mama, she still was a good mama.
He got a movie where called All Eyes on Me, and it's in that movie. It's in that movie about his mother. The whole movie is just about his mother and how she supported him even though she was going through her own struggle.
Right, right.
And Prince it would be because, baby, I ain't never seen nobody dance in no heels like that. And I want to get up there and shake it down with him.
I know that's
so
right.
I would definitely do.
Now, do you want them to give you a bar? Or do like a bar, a phrase, or whatever? Or would you like to do the hook to the song?
I would like to do the hook to the song.
That's how I said, me too. But if they gave me a bar too, I would try to put that in there too.
If they gave me a bar too, I would try to do that too. But I would definitely love the hook.
I would love the hook too, because I would like the main song to be them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Them in it.
Yeah, and I would love him to say, I met this girl named Tricky Trainer. I thought she
good. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to tell you how bad it was. When Prince died, my cousin called me and said, are you okay? I said, I'm distraught.
Oh.
She said, oh, it's okay. She said, don't do nothing you ain't supposed to do. Don't jump off for nothing you ain't supposed to jump off. I said, girl, I'm distraught, but I ain't that distraught.
Okay, so Saturday on the radio, the topic is abuse in your life, not just physical. But next week on the podcast is your topic. Do you have one already, or do you need time to think about it? Because I want to write it down if you have one.
I had one, but let me go between and think about it.
Okay. So we'll probably talk then Saturday before we go on the radio and write
and
them
I'll
down.
Let you know, yep, what it's going to be for Thursday podcast.
Yep.
Okay.
And so this week, I don't have next Saturday's yet either, but I should have it by Saturday because that'll be my second week, and then it'll be yours after that again. But I do want to say it doesn't take anything, cost anything to smile because you can turn somebody's frown upside down.
That's right.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add before we sign off?
So I just want to say to everybody that we are thankful for your support.
Amen.
Your support is meaning so much to us. I see where we're going at. You know how sometimes you can see the road in front of you, but you can't see the whole road?
Exactly.
Well, we see half of the road, and I think that's what we're supposed to be seeing right now, half of the road. And so since we've been doing this radio station, I've been noticing that the attacks on us have been getting lower and lower.
Amen. Lower. I have noticed that too. And I didn't know how to word it, but I wanted to say something about that too. Yep.
And so I'm thankful for the support because even the support on the radio, y'all just don't know how much it means to us because before we started this, we had to really think about it, like getting into it because we were already doing a podcast at first, but then we stopped. But I think we didn't really stop. We were just on pause.
Because
we had to do something else. And so the support means so much to us. Little or us.
I want to say something. Lonnie, one of our drivers. You know Lonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kango wearing man.
That's what I call him.
He actually listened to us on Saturday.
What?
And he texted me. And he said, the way y'all sound, the topic you talked about, how y'all collab with each other, like, y'all is just knit fit like a hand in a glove. He said, I don't think I've heard a radio station have somebody on their show. I'm trying to remember word for word what he said. I know I'm ad-libbing a little bit, but basically he's saying that he didn't have anybody that he's ever listened to do a show and has only been in for a couple months sounding like we've been in it for years.
And you know what? Somebody else said that to me too, and I'm trying to think of who it was. They was like, wow, y'all really get on there, y'all vibe together.
Yeah.
Like, and it was my girlfriend, Nikki. She said the topics that she said when y'all start talking about the shelter, she said, I scream. She said, because, you know, most people won't talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, we don't care. We don't have nothing to hide.
She said they won't talk about where they've been at.
Right.
They'll just talk about, like, where they at now.
Well, where they've been at is what makes them to where they are now.
And that's what I say. I say, you know me. That's what make me there. And so, yeah, the support is real. The support is really real.
And why are we still on here? I'll let you finish. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the support is real, y'all. So keep on supporting.
Amen. Follow us on whatever stream that you listen to podcasts on. We are on almost all of them. I'm still trying to get us on Pandora. I don't know what the holdup is, but everything else, we're on Apple Music. We're on Spotify. We're on some of them that I never even heard of. In foreign countries, we're on. We had a China listener. We've had, now I just seen today, we had somebody in Michigan listening to us. Somebody in Hawaii, somebody in Wyoming.
Wow.
Yeah, so like we're getting out there. And this week, the biggest streaming that we're streaming on is CastBox.
Okay.
I had to download. I'm going to send you a screenshot of all the things that we're on. So if you want to put them on one of your devices so you can follow them. Because following ourselves helps us out too.
Okay, that's cool. And that way we can get everybody else on our other platforms.
And as soon as I figure out how to get Pandora from, I don't know what's going on, the lady told me that it should automatically go over there because it goes automatically over to the rest of them. But for some reason, every time I search on Pandora for us, it's not there.
Give it some time, it'll come.
I know. We got to have patience. It's a virtue. I also want to say before we get off of here, Miss Yolanda Pulley is a blessing in disguise. She is a blessing. Trina, when we got, just T, I'm sorry, when we got that from Jason, the help people.
Oh, yeah.
And when I had that, me and her talked like we knew each other for years last night, girl. For about an hour on the phone.
Right. That's how it was with me and her. And she was like, I really have to meet you in person. She said, Jason speaks so highly of y'all.
Yep. And then when she said that was her fiance, and he is the front line of it, I said, he didn't tell us that.
But you wouldn't know he's the front line of it because he said she was the one that was doing it. But no, it's definitely him at the front line.
Yeah. It is. I don't want to say any names, but the people that run the shelter that we were in, the company that runs the shelter, she said it's not the first time she's heard bad stuff about it.
She's definitely
looking into my housing stuff. Found out that they received stuff for me from housing. Uh-huh. And when I went down there, the lady in charge, I won't use no names, but you know, told me that I didn't have nothing down there, and she doesn't know who told me that I had mail down there.
I went through the same thing. It's fine. I went through the same thing.
But we're going to call housing tomorrow when I call her in the morning. We're going to be on three-way together, and hopefully we can get something situated.
Y'all definitely will.
Keep it in prayer. Talk it into existence.
I just got two housing offers from two different buildings, and I got appointments to go see the places.
She told me there's a place that needs people bad because if they go under a certain percentage, they'll shut down the program. Mm-hmm. So she told me one of the places was off of McMeekin in Utah.
Oh, that's those houses down there. I know what you're talking about.
So she's going to see what she can do to see if she can get me into a two-bedroom since I'm getting ready to get my stepson.
And then
with him being 100% deaf, his disability might help me too.
It will. Definitely will. Make sure that when you go down housing, you tell him that too.
Yep.
Because that'll help you get in somewhere faster.
Yep. I'm definitely going to do it because we need it because they're going to be stuck in my living room for the time being.
Well, you know what?
At least they have a roof over their head.
Exactly. He opens up. We just got to learn how to be patient. That's all that is. That's all it is. And so I'm learning that way now, just to be patient. So,
all right, Justie. Well, we're going to be signing off. This is Real Talk Podcast with Original Nay and
Justie.
We'll be back next Thursday, and we hope you listen on Saturday. Thank you for tuning in. Ciao.